Here's my big Uncabaret moment, and it was like so cool, and it was beautiful, and I want to pass it on to you because it was sublime. I took my manager out, my young Turk CAA manager with his suit really rigid, and he's always like, Taylor, you're always in a good mood, and you have a weird life. I know you're weird, man. I know you're weird. I'm like, yeah, I am fucking weird. You want to go to Spago or Mr. Chow, fucker? I'm paying. So I pick him up, and we go to, like, Spago, but it was too crowded. And then we went to Chasen's, and it was not open. And then we went, let's go to Mr. Chow's, right? So we go to Mr. Chow's in Beverly Hills on Roxbury Drive. And we go up there, and I'm in my new Beamer, and I'm really happy. I go, dude, you want to get high? Come on, it's fucking lunch. Let's get stoned. You're just too rigid, man. Get stoned, right? Go down in front of Mr. Chow's. And, like, my manager is, like, so nice, but he's like a George Stassinopoulos type. He's just like this. We're standing in front of Mr. Chow's. We look up and there's four helicopters hovering over Mr. Chow's.
And I'm like really paranoid too because I'm from La Cañada. And I'm
like looking up at these four helicopters that are in like formation from a couple of a wet dream, right? I'm like... And we're looking up there, and he's like, and we're going, well, if we move, maybe it'll, like, make us less terrible looking, you know? And we're just staring at it, I go, there is a beauty to it, but let's just go into Mr. Chow's right now. Or let's just run. Let's just light ourselves on fire like those kids in Saigon. So... this is so aboriginal, right, what I'm about to tell you. So we're standing there, and I go, it's so weird that those helicopters are just hovering. And I look up Camden Drive, Roxbury, and I see the Church of the Good Shepherd. And it was Sinatra's funeral. So I'm like, whoa, let's just walk up there. So we start walking up the street. And because the streets were all blocked off, there was no traffic. So we're walking right up, and he's wearing a black Young Turk suit, and I'm wearing my black... La Cañada suit. And we walk up, and the police must have thought we were going to the funeral. So he went, and he goes like this, and he says, he points right up to the church steps. So we're walking up the church steps. And it was just like really wild, and brilliant cerulean blue skies, cactuses, palm trees casting thin unmoving shadows, huge Frank L. Baum poppies, and the smell of jasmine and jacaranda in the air, and it was so fucking beautiful. And we're walking. I'm like a looky loo in Brentwood. Going into the church, right? And I go to somebody, I go, how long has this service been? And then doors open up, Monseigneur comes out with the diaphanous gown blowing in the wind, the three boys, and Frank Sinatra himself. En coffin. He died. I mean, we're not talking about Pope. I said Frank Sinatra. And he comes out in a coffin, and I literally stand right like that, and I'm like going, oh my God, this is unbelievable. He comes out, right behind him is Liza, with her head in a huge white tulip. It was just so bizarre. I was like, Liza, pull down the tulip, let us see your face! And Frank Sinatra's coffin goes by covered in gardenias. It was so beautiful, it was so quiet, and it was so spiritual. And then everybody on Santa Monica Boulevard and all the crowds behind the ropes, all the coyotes, were everywhere, and they all started applauding. And really, this kind of random time as his coffin went in, like it was a, you know, like a curtain call, and everybody started yelling out, you were my favorite singer, man! It was really beautiful. I'm making fun of them. It was so beautiful. But I look over at my Young Turk agent, and he's crying. And I was thinking, this is my Uncabaret moment. You've been a nice audience. Thank you very much.